We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Before we see the Taisvism, let us just quickly go over the Gemara and end the two Rashis which we did not learn. The Gemara said, Vashloisha Gitin Psulim Berabona. There are three Gitin which are posel Miderabona. Leiboy Rabbi Lozar Chasima Lishman. Rabbi Lozar is Chaylik and he holds a fellow Miderabonon, you do not need Chasima Lishman. The Gemara wanted to say that perhaps the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lozar, Walt Eid and Messiri Karsi. According to Rabbi Lozar, Yizicha need Chasima Lishman. The Gemara wanted to say maybe Miderabonon, you need Chasima Lishman. So the Gemara says no. From this Mishnah we see that the Chilkim and Rabbi Lozar hold this posel mid Rabbanon, and he holds its kosher afilu lechatchila. Afilu, there's no chsima whatsoever. Visna, we learned in our Mishnah, Gimel Gitim Psulim, there are three Gitim which are posel mid Rabbanon. That means she's not allowed to get married. Vim Niseis, and if she got married, Avlad kosher. Even though we should say, even though if it's a posel it gets, I mean, the Rabbonon, the child should have a din mamzer, but this psul, they said that it's posel, she's not permitted to get married, but if she got married, the vlad is kosher. What are the three cases? Kosav, b'chsav, yodoy, ve'ein olaveide. The first case is that the husband wrote the get, and there's no edim whatsoever on the get. Case number two, Yesh Olav Edim, Ve'ein Beizmach, you have a get with Edim, but there's no date on the get. And case number three, Yesh Beizmach, there is a date, Ve'ein Be'elo Edechot, but only one Ed is Gechasmet on the get. And Rashi it says, this Ksav Sefer Ve'ed. That the Sefer wrote, and we consider him as one aid, plus the aid achosim, so that is minatera, we have to aid him. Min Rabbanon it's possible. Arei elu shloisha gitim sulim. These three gitim are possible. The imni says, and if she got married with one of these three gitim, avlad kosher. And Rabbi Lozar Eimer, Rabbi Lozar said, afopi she'ein olav aidim. Even though you don't have any Edim, Chasumim, Olav whatsoever. Elish and the son of law Bifnei Edim. Now he gave over this get Bifnei Edim, kosher, it's a kosher get. So we see you do not need Edich Sima whatsoever. So we see Rabbi Lozar holds you don't need Edich Sima. So Mamela, our Mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Lozar, that you have to say b'fanei nichtav lishma because you also don't need b'fanei nechtam lishma because you don't need eidich sime. Now the Mishnah continues v'goyve minachosim mishubadim. Now with eidim mesira you can be goyve minachosim mishubadim. You can be goyve from lekuches she'ein ha'eidim chayis mimalaget. Ella mitnei tikkun ha'olam. That means, al tikkun ha'olam, we'll see exactly what this means in Rashi. Chazal wanted that they should chasma on the get, but that is not necessary me'ikar hadin. Let us see the begoyvim and the chasim mishubodim. This is we left off yesterday. So Abu Lazar says, that with Eidim Mesire, even though there's no Eidim Chsumim, you can be Goive Menachosim Mishubodim. Goive Ksuboso Begetze. So the first Lashon of Rashi says Pshat, that it is speaking about that they gave over a get with Eidim Mesire. Goive Ksuboso Begetze. Now, she could be goyve her ksuba with this get, min nechosim mishabodim. From the Chosim Mishubot, the Snan, the Ksubis, Eitziyo Get Vein Imo Ksube, Goive Ksuboso. Now let us first explain the case. There were places where a Ksuba was not written. It wasn't given over to an Isha, but every woman automatically had a Chiyuv Ksuba because it's a Tznai Bez. Even though it wasn't written, every husband owed a Ksuba. Now, let's say her husband gave her a get, and she'll go to the Lekuches. So, she proves with the get that she got the get. She proves with the get that she wasn't paid up the Ksubit, because if she would have been paid up the Ksubit, they'd tear the get. So the get is a proof on Gerishin. The get is also a proof that the Ksuba was not paid up. And the Chiyuv Ksuba, since it's at my bezin, so Yaman from the Chosim Mishubodim, with this, Yaman from the Chosim Mishubodim. Because the Tnai Ksuba is Mechayev, Tashlume Ksuba. So, that what Ameya said, that what Abelaza said, that Goyvim and the Chosim Mishibodim, so Rashi says in the speaking about such a case, that she's Goyvim and the Chosim Mishibodim with this get. We're speaking about a get that was Nimsar Be'idei Mesira. So, she could be Goyvim and the Chosim Mishibodim from this get. Now, the Rishonim ask a kasha on this Rashi, the Rashba asks the kasha over here, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Loza? That means, we'll see the second lashon of Rashi, tells us a chiddush, let us see the second lashon of Rashi, and we'll come back to their kasha. Lishna chinet, goyve menachosim mishubodim, im shtar milvehi, goyve menachosim mishubodim. If it's a shtar halvo, you can be goyve menachosim mishubodim. Shtar choyv namikori get kedoma baalme beget choyv shein bo yechayis. Shein edum choyz mal aget, and they take them, we're not speaking about a get isha, we're speaking about a shtar choyv. Now, according to the second lashon of Rashi, Rabbi Lez is telling us a chiddush, that all the time that we are goyve, a malve is goyve menachosim mishabodim, that means the malve lent money resh chedish nissen, he can, and if Lakuches purchased the karka from the loyve resh chedish iyo, so resh chedish sibin, the malve could be goyve from the Lakuches. And the chiddush over there is that we assume there's a koil. A milva al peh, there's no koil. So the lekuches were unaware that this leiva had borrowed money. So therefore, since they were unaware, with the al takonis al lekuches, you cannot be goive from lekuches by a milva al peh. Because they're unaware that there was bachlal a choiv, and they shouldn't buy the property of the leiva. A milva bishtar, there's a koil. So there's a koil that there was a halva. So koil there was a halva, you could be goive from the chosim mishabodim. So if I have a shtar that it says I lent a loive money reshchaydish nissen, lekuchas bought it reshchaydish year, so you knew about it. Who told you to buy this karke? So reshchaydish sivin, I can be goive from you this karke. So the second lashon of Rashi is telling us that Rabbi Lezer is telling us that even there were no edim chsumim an ashtar, there just were edim that were there b'shas mesiras ashtar, there's also a koil. And we'll see this is not so poshit. Could be davka edim chsime, a document with edim chsumim, there is a koil. Edim Mesira, they're there, they just see the giving over of a plain piece of paper. Could be there's no koil. So the Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's also a Koyach. You can be goyver from the Chosam Mishabot. That's a Chiddush, which is not so poshut. Now that's the Chiddush of the second Loshon. Now, according to the first Loshon, that what you're goyver from the Chosam Mishabotim, because at night Ksuba, there's a Koyach. When she got married, there was a Koyach. Everyone knew that she got married. So what is the get accomplishing? The get is accomplishing to show that she's geget. So big deal. So what is the chiddush of Rabbi Lozer over here? What is Rabbi Lozer telling us? Rabbi Lozer said, the goyve, afal pi she ain olav eidim. According to the first lashon, there's no eidim on the get. Ela she nosnu lo bifnei eidim. No, he gave it to her bifnei eidim. Kosher, it's a kosher get. The goyvim and the chosim is shabodim, and you can be goyvim and the chosim is shabodim. So what is the chiddush that you can be goyvim and the chosim is shabodim? According to the first lashon of Rashi, the koil and the shibud is created by the tnai ksube. So that made the shibud. The get is only a proof that she's geget. So big deal. You have the Eidim Asiri come, they see the get, they say that's right, she was geget, so finished. So, what is the chiddush according to the first lashon? You can be goyve minachos and mishabodim. So the Rashba asks this on Rashi. Perhaps we could say, and could be this chiddush Rab Chaim al Hashas Tafresh Lamed Aleph Achsama. He mentions such an inyan. We mentioned before that when she comes with the get is a double proof. One proof the get is that she's geget, you owe her a ksuba, and there's another proof that she didn't get paid up. The get is a raya, or has a din shtar, that is a din shtocha biyodi my boy. If the ksuba would have been paid up, the get would have been torn. And that is a halacha of shtoris, that a shtar, if a malve or an isha have a shtar that shows chiyuv, so the din is that Yana has to pay up and we can't tie in a parati. It's a raya from the get that she wasn't paid up yet. Could be the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar is, till now we learned that Eidim Mesira make it for a shtar kinyan. That means they make it for a get. You can get a woman with a get that was nimsa b'fnei Eidim Mesira. It creates krisus. It should have a din shtar raya that the lekuchis can't tain it that it was paid up already. That could be, that is the chiddush of Rabbi Lozer, according to this first Loshon of Rashi, that Eidim Mesira not only make a shtar kinyan, they not only make that when the get is nimsa bifneiam, the get will be megarisha, it has a din of a shtar raya that they cannot taine parati. That could be, that is the chiddush of Rabbi Lozer, according to the first Loshon of Rashi. According to the second Loshon of Rashi, we have a bigger chiddush, that there's a koil, even though there's no eidim chsumim al hashtar. Now let us say the last Rashi, Ela mivnei tikkun ha'olam. And Rabbi Lozer says, the only reason we need chsimis is mivnei tikkun ha'olam. Shema yamusu eidim. That means, according to Rabbi Lozer, we have a paper that's given over b'fnei eidim. So whenever she wants to prove that she's geget, she has to schlep the eidim mesira, and they have to say, yeah, they were there b'shas mesira saget. Ishema yamuso eidim, v'shuv ein loy eidis, and there's no eidis. There's no eidis that she was geget. Lefichach nogu lachtoim. The Chassam Sofer says, Pshat, so the minig is that the Eidei Mesire, The minig is that they themselves are choisim on the get. The im yamusu, if they'll die, tarach simosom la'idem acherem v'yakiru. That means to know that there were eidim mesir on the get, you just show their chasimis. That means normally the eidim mesir chasma on the get. So this will be proof. By them chasmaning, it is like they are saying that we were the eidim mesira on the get. Zimneitikin oilam, this should be done in order that she should not be stuck later if the eidim will die. Now let us see Taisus. Shloisha gitin psulim. Now, we have a Mishnah that we have three gittin that are possible. Iki the muki beperik basra achmas nisen kerameya. That the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. Now, if the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, Taisus has two problems. And that's what Taisus is going to ask and going to answer. Afal gav the Israel Rameya. Rameya has a cloud. Kolam mishane mimatbeya shetovu chachomim begitin avlad mamza. Rameya holds whenever Chazal made a takone, and the get is posel midarabonon avlad mamza. That means Chazal went all the way. If we posel the get, it's posel all the way midarabonon. If she got married with such a get, avlad mamza. So Tosis has one problem. So how do we understand this mission? How can this go according to Rameya? It says, Vim Niseis as apostle again, and Havlad Kosher. How could that be? Rameir is the one that holds, Kolam Mishanim Imadbeye Shetovu Chochomim Havlad Mamza. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So on this Kasher, Taisus answers, the Hochaine Taime Havlad Kosher, the Kach Hoyo Hamadbeye Shlei Apostle Havlad Bahanach Shloish. So Taisus answers that these three Gittin, when Chazal passed the get, they spoke out specifically that it is a psul without a din mamzeris. That's how they made the psul. That means Rameya only said normally when Chazal passed the get, the psul went all the way. That means the rabbon is a posel get and the child is a mamzami the rabbon. But here they spoke out specifically that the psul should only be loitinose. She's not permitted to get married. If she got married already, avlad kosh. So that answers the first kash. Now, Taisus has another problem. How could you say the Mishnah goes according to Rameya? Va'afagav the Rameya sova v'kosa hainu v'chosa. Now, Rameya holds that what says v'kosa v'lo sefer krisis means the v'kosa is going on the chsimis ha'edim. So now, kosav b'chsav yodai v'ein ol of eidim, there's no eidim whatsoever. How could this be a kosher get according to Rameya? There are no eidim chasime on this get. How could be a kosher get? That's the second kosher. Ma'avol gav the Rameya sova v'kosav hainu v'chosav. Mikol mokim, kosher havlat b'chsav yodai v'ein ol of eidim. So the second kosher, they say, it should be a posel get min ha-Torah. Because there's no Eidach Sime, and Rameya holds you need Eidach Sime to make the get for a get. So Taisvus answers, the Kivin Shehabal Atzmei Kosav, since I have over here the signature of the husband, Ein Lecho Chasima Gedoyla Mizu. So there's no greater Chasima than this. That means, all the time, when Eidim Chasma Anaget, what are they saying? What are the aiding, what lies in their chsime? They are being made that the husband wants to give a get. That's what they're saying. So two aidim are saying that Reuven wants to get Rochel. That's the, when they're putting this, that's the teiref of the get, that's saying that Reuven wants to get Rochel, etc., etc. And by signing underneath it, they're saying, yes, we are made that Reuven wants to get Rochel. Reuven told us we should sign. And so they're being made, al das ha-mischayim, they're being made that Reuven wants to get Rochel. That's what they're saying. So Taisvis says, if you have here the signature of Reuven over here, so this is better than 1,000 Eidim. Then I know that Reuven wants to get Rochel. I have Reuven's signature. So Mamela, this is equivalent to two Edim. So even though the Kosav Losefa Krisis means V'chosam, well, here you ain't L'chachsim Agdeila Mizu. So that's no problem whatsoever. Ain't L'chachsim Agdeila Mizu. Period. Now let's go further. Ve'ein boy elo eidechot. Now let's speak about the case. Ve'ein boy elo eidechot. That yesh boy zman. That's the third case of the Mishnah. There's a zman, and there's only one eid. So now again we have a problem. Ramei also need two eidim. So how could this be a kosher get according to Ramei? So Teisva says there's a machlokes further in the Gemara. What is the case? Is it ksav yodai ve'eid, or is it ksav soifa ve'eid? So Taisa says, laman diyom avapeg basle ksav yodai ve'eid shaninu. So it's gogo. So we have ksav yodai, which is ein lecha chsim agdeila mezu, plus another eid, and it's still possible midarabona. That's the chidish. So that's very good. El laman di yoma ksav soifa ve'eid, but according to the man di yoma, that's not speaking about ksav yodi, it's speaking about that the soifa wrote again. And then you have one eight. Koshe, nechush the shema soifa ksavoy lehislamit. Maybe the soifa wrote this get to learn, to practice how to write gittin. Vizolke la'ashpe, and then he threw it away. Uboso Isha, and the Isha came, and Baruch Hashem, was Ashkochal Yaina, it was her name and her husband's name, Vichtima Olav Eid Echot, and she went and got a hold of an Eid Echot to Chasman this get, Ve'en Kan Shnai. So how could this be a kosher get? According to Ramei, we need two Eidim Chsumim on the get. Where do you have your two Eidim? The Sefer, you have no raya b'chlal that the seifa is being made on the geirish. He wrote his get, you can write for practicing also. That's also a common occurrence. You have here one eight. Well, one eight is choshed l'shakels. So maybe the isha got a hold of one eight v'chasme. So you don't have two eidim being made on the dasa mischayev that Reuben wants to get rochel. So how could this be a kosher get min ha-teire according to Rameyev? V'yesh loymer sha'asoifrim choyshishin lemichshel. V'nizorim bekach. A soifer will never throw away a get. A soifer realizes if he's going to write a get, Reuven is getting Rochel, and he knows in the city that there's a woman Rochel that has a husband Reuven, he wouldn't throw this in the garbage can, realizing this possibility that Rochel might find the get. So if he does write a get for practicing purposes with names in it, he'll put it in the incinerator or he'll tear it up in 100 bits before he throws it away. So Memele, if we have a get with one aid, Al Kochoch, this was not written, the Seifer who had written this get was not practicing. Because if he'd be practicing, it would not be around. He would not throw it in the garbage. He'd tear it up in small pieces or put it in an incinerator. So that's what I have a ksav sefer, the aid. So that minateiras to aid him already. Because the scenario that Taisus has said, maybe he threw it away, he doesn't do such things. A sefer is a person who realizes his achayis, and when if he'll write such a get with names in it, Yizicha won't throw it in the garbage. So if we've seen now such a get, we can minateira assume that this get was written. Taka Reuven told the sefer to write the get, and then another eid chasmid on the get. So now Taisus got stuck. So if I say that, so this is a kosher get min ha-teira mid ha-rabbonon. So why did Rabbonon pass on this get? That means if I can assume that this get was not thrown in the garbage, so I have two kosher eidim being made on the Reuven wants to be megarish rochel. So it should be kosher for the mid ha-rabbonon. Umiyu. So Taisvi says, again, The Seifrim are chayshish lemichshel, that a michshel might occur if they throw it in the garbage. The nishorim bekach, so they'll never throw it in the garbage. Umiyu, ein regilais lehizoyer legamri. But there's no regilis to be careful completely. Shetechoshev ksiva seifer ke'edechot. That means it's not a regilis. Perhaps we could say, there are things a person does when he's thinking. There's a thing a person does, a fellow, when he doesn't think. And there's an automatic action what he does. That's called hergel. That's called, he does it automatically. So that's what Taisus is saying as follows. A sefer, when he writes a get, and he's thinking, he'll never throw it in the garbage, because he's thinking a kilkul might come about, that Rochel might find his get and be machtem in Eidecha. That's when he's thinking. But it's not an automatic action. What if he's not thinking? But all of a sudden someone called in, and he was very busy and very fatumult, so then he could throw it into the garbage. Ein regilus lehizoy legamri. There's no regilus. That means it's not automatic that he's always careful. He has to think a minute before. Then he'll be careful. But there's a possibility that he could still throw it into the garbage. So because of this possibility, as Al said, it's possible mi darabonu, we have to be chayish. Maybe this get was written by the sefer and thrown into the garbage, and she found it and she was machtem neidechot. That's only a shash darabonu. And that's why we said gimel gitam psulim. But the imnisei sablat kosher, but because minat Torah, we don't have to be chayish for such a thing, because most of the times when the sefer is thinking he'll never do such a thing, to throw it into garbage, realizing the chayish he has by doing such a thing, she might go and find it. So memele, so abul kaponim, Taisus is explaining how this whole mishnah could go according to Rameya. Even though Rameya holds Meiker Hadin, you need two Eidim Chsumim. You always have two Eidim Chsumim. Ksav Seifa Ve'eif, Meiker Hadin is two Eidim Chsumim. In Ksav Yoda, Yisein L'chachsim Agdeilu Mizu. So that's why Minatayra Bekosh Rigit. That's what Taisa says so far. Kosav B'Ksav Yoda Ve'ein Olav Eidim. Now this Taisa is a little complicated. Now, so the first case that it's a posel get is kosav b'chsav yodoy. If the husband wrote the get b'chsav yodoy, v'ein olav eidim. And Taisus had said that this is a very mehudadik get, ein lecho chesima g'dayla mizu. You have the husband's handwriting on the get, that he's writing a get to his wife, so that's, this is ein lecho chesima g'dayla mizu. You see the husband wants to be megarish his wife, so it's a very mehudadik get. So if it's so mahudadik, ain't lecha chesimah g'dayla mizu, so why is it possible? It's time at the possible. Why is it possible? So Taisva says, mishum sheyuchal lichtev hazman k'moy sheyirtze. Since he's the one that's writing the get, so he could write whatever date he wants to write. Because a normal get, the date that is written, is the date of the chesimus haget. That means when Eidim chasman haget, so they read the get first, so they have to make sure that the date that is written is today's date. Then they'll chasman. So we have two Eidim chasmaning on a get. I not only know that the husband wants to be megarish, but I also know that the get was written on this and this date. Masha ein kein, when the husband is writing the get, I know the husband wants to be megarish, but the date that is written on this get, I have no raya that this is the date that was written. Could be this is a false date. Now, before we go further, I'd like to be magdim. There's two mahalchim in the Gemara further, and Taisus will speak about these two mahalchim. Why is it necessary to have a date on a get? What is the importance of a date on a get? So the Gemara, there's a machlekes late in the Gemara. One man the Yomba holds, Mishum Shema Yechape al Basa Chayseis. Let us explain this. If a husband will write a get without a date, which Meikar Din is a kosher get. So he has a terrible weapon in his hands. What does that mean? Let us say, is Rosh Chodesh Nissen. He's giving a get to his wife, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Now, the reason he's giving a get to his wife is because she was Mezana Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, she's Basa Chosai, that means besides the closeness he has to her as a wife, she's his niece also. So there's a, so he feels close to her. Now, she was Mezana Rosh Chodesh Adar. And, they're gonna chop and they're gonna kill her. Neisha Sish, that was Mezana. So he has to think quick what to do. So he goes, he finds out about this Rosh Chodesh Nissen. She has a summons to Bezdin. Bezdin Nissen, she has to go to Bezdin. There was a Asra to Eidim Sodomaisa. There were Masra. And it's a bitteri Geschäft. So Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he goes and gives her a get. Without a date. Gives a get without a date. Now, when it comes Bezdin Nissen, she comes to Bezdin. You were a Mesana, Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's right. But I was geget already from then. I was, my husband gave me a get, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, he gave me the get. He is the get. The get is without his man. So, you can't kill her. She says she's geget from Rosh Chodesh Tevis. I don't know when she's geget from, so I won't be able to kill her. So, without writing the Zman, husband has a powerful oifen how to rescue his wife if she was Mizan. So therefore, Chazal said, in order to take away this opportunity, Chazal said, when a get is written, we need a Zman. So all the time, when you have to wait them on the get, if the get will be written by Shchodesh Nissen, so Eidem or Chasme will make sure that there's a date by Shchodesh Nissen. So now I know that Taka Rosh Chodesh Nissen, she was Mizana Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she Taka wasn't a Neishas Ish, Mizana Rosh Chodesh Adar will kill her. The get already will only tell the choose man of the Geish. That is, if there are two Eidim on a get, and then there's a Zman, so the Zman on a get, that's Kechasmetum to Eidim, tells us the true Zman of the Gerish. But Kosa Bechsav Yodoy, and he'll give her the get, it says a date on it. You know what it says on the date? Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it says. Rosh Chodesh Tevis. He gave it to her, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, for all practical purposes. But the get says Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So, by him being the he slyly took away the takona of Zman. That means he avoided the takona you need a Zman, even though he wrote a Zman, but that the Zman is meaningless to us. If we choshed, he wants to be mechapa, he wants to cover up on his knees. So memele, so that's one mahalach that Taisus wants to say. That it's a puzzle to get. It's a puzzle to get because it's a get without a Zman we can rely on. Even though it says a Zman, but that Zman is worthless to us because he can finagle the Zman the way he wants to. That's one mahalach in the Gemara further. There's another mahalach in the Gemara further. Mishim Peri. And let's elaborate and then we'll go to our thesis. Our thesis will figure out according to that man, the Yoma, how our Gemara stims, and what the problem is according to our Gemara. The Gemara says later, a husband, after Nisuin, has a right of Achilles Peres of the Nichse Meluk. That means the Nechosim, which are hers, when she gets married, so he has a Schus Achilles Peres from those Nechosim. Now, he goes and writes a get. He writes a get, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. He gives her the get, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Zman Aksive Aksime does not necessarily have to be the Zman Anasina. So he writes a get, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. He gives it to her, Rosh Chodesh Iyar.
So the Gemara says, Mishenosan einov legarsha shuv les leperi.
The minute he wrote a get, he chasped on a get, he lost his chus achilles peiris.
So from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, he doesn't have a chus achilles peiris anymore, even though she's still his wife, but he doesn't have a chus achilles peiris. Now, if there will not be a zman on the get, so know what he's going to do. He's going to write the get Rosh Chodesh Nissan. He's going to give it to her Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then he'll eat the peiris the whole month. And then when he gives over the get, they'll ask him, no, when was this get written? Oh, this morning, it's fresh off the bat. I wrote it this morning. Who's going to prove I killed? And so therefore he had a right to eat the peiris. If he wrote it this morning, so he just lost the peiris this morning. So the whole month he had a right to eat peiris, which is 100% wrong. So Chazal wanted to avoid this. So Chazal said, no, you have to write as man on the get. So the minute we there's a din's man on the get, so if he wrote the get after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so the Rosh Chodesh Nissan has to be written on the get, and then the chasm on the get, so now we'll know that from Rosh Chodesh Nissan and further, the peiris belong to the Isha. So these are the two reasons, so machlokes the Gemara, why as man has to be written. Either Shema Yechapa al Basa Chaisoi, or Mishum Takonis Peiris. And now Tosfos is going to explain us why Kosav B'Chsav Yodoi is no good, even though in Hilchis Chsime Ein Lecha Chsime G'dayla Mizu, but Tosfos is going to tell us, but since he's the one that's writing the get, and writing this man, to us it's equivalent Ke'ein Lo Zman. Ke'ilu there's no Zman on the get, so Memele Sai, according to the Mandi Yomar, Mishum Shema Yechape. Sai, according to the Mandi Yomar, Mishum Peiri, we did not accomplish anything with this Zman that he wrote, because he's the one which trusting his integrity, his honesty, which is not too reliable. So therefore we passed together. That is the crux of the Taisvis. Now the Taisvis is going to explain the kilkulim that we are afraid of that could come about. Now let us see Taisus. Kosav v'chsav yodei v'ein olaveitim. Time of the apostle, mishum sheyuchal lichtoiv hazman, kemoi sheyirtze. The reason why it's apostle is because since he's writing the get, he can put in whatever date he wants. V'ahave, so therefore, for us, it's ke'ein b'izman. It's a get she'ein b'izman, so that's why it's apostle midarabot. V'im taima, fractaisvis, bishloim eleman di omar, beperik beis, the titnus man begitten shalo yechape al basa chaisoi, he shouldn't cover up on his knees. That was mizane. So then it's very good. Oche b'ksav yodi, nami ikal amecha shema yechape. So we have here a problem. He might go and be mechape also. That means he's going to write again. She was Mezana Rosh Chodesh Ador, so he's going to write the get Rosh Chodesh Nissan with a date of Rosh Chodesh Tevis, so she has a get, she was going to get from Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So that's very good. Avol man the meforish hosom, the king is man bishum peiri, kosher lari, ma chash yesh b'chsav yodek. What chash could there be? Now, let us, before we go further, let us explain Pshat and Taisvis Kasha. What is Taisvis Kasha? We have here a get that the get says, let's say the get was given over Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The get says it was written Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We have such a get. So now there are three possibilities. One possibility is it was taken written Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And he's writing Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so that's Gevaldik. So he's saying that if that could be the case, he gave it over Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He's writing Rosh, and it says on the get Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the Baal himself says he wrote it Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so he's believed that he was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so he lost the Peres from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so that is a very mahuda that could get. What's the problem? If it's taka true. We could have a second case, so that shouldn't be any problem. We could have a second case. Maybe it was written Rosh Chodesh Adol, and it was given over Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and the date is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Oh, so here we have a problem, l'chayre. That means, theoretically, he lost the Peres Rosh Chodesh Adol, and he's writing Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So, he's the one that's writing. So, she's losing the Peres Mishas Chsime Achas Nesina. But that's also not true. Because Tosfos says later, if a person writes a Shtar Meucha, that means if he wrote it Rosh Chodesh Adol, he put in Anissan Dikizman. So it comes out till Nissan, he can't get her with this get. The get is unusable till Nissan. So the Peres Meikra didn't belong to him till Nissan. Kozman, the get is not Roy Legarish boy, so the Peres belong to him. So if Itake wrote it Rosh Chodesh Adol, and he put Rosh Chodesh Nissan there, so it's weiter. So the Peres belong to him till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So again, we have here two cases. If he wrote Rosh Chodesh Nissan in Taki, it was written Taki Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It's Gevaldik, so it's a true Zman. If he wrote Rosh Chodesh Adol, and this man is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so since it's a get Meucher, it can only be Chal Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so that's when she loses the Peres, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So it's also a good get. We have a third possibility, that let's say he wrote it Rosh Chodesh Iyar, And he wrote Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So that's Tamazai something that's ridiculous. Why should he do such a thing? That means if he wrote it Rosh Chodesh Iyo and wrote Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so Pshad is, he's being mafsid himself. Why should he do such a thing? If the Tam is Al Peiris, so that's the last thing to do, that he should be mafsid for himself, the Peiris Shalai Kedin. So that's nothing what to think about. So Tosfos had a problem. So if the Tam of Zman is Alts Peiris, I really have nothing what to worry about. But it's a Meuchadik Zman, so she loses the Peiris when the Zman comes. If it's a true Zman, so it's a true Zman. So I was Machkaim Takonos Chazal. And I'd only have to call him that he wrote a Mugdam Dikizman, because the only thing he will accomplish, that he's losing the Peiris a month earlier. So if he wants to lose the Peiris a month earlier, fine. I mean, there's also nothing wrong. No Kilkul will come out that he's Bekoyach to write his man. So what is the problem? That is Taisvus Kasha. If the Takona of Zman was only because of her Schus Achilas Peiris, so how could I say that by Kosov Chsav Yodei, I don't have this man? You do have this man. You have nothing but to worry about. That is Taisvus Kasha. Al Chama Yechape, I do have what to worry about. He's going to make an early Zman. And so Mimele, if she was Mizane, she'll have come with a get that says that she was going to get before this Nut. So that's a Kilkul. I don't have a Zman that will kill her. I have a Zman that's going to be protector. So that's a reason to pass all the get. But by Peiris, I don't have a legitimate reason to pass all the get. There's no reason to say that this man here is a false man that will be mekalkul something. There'll never be a kilkul in this man. Whatever is written, it will be good. Koshalari, now let us see Taisvis. Mar shash yesh b'ksav yodam. So let's speak Oysen Veinik. Then we'll see in the Veinik what Taisus is saying. So Taisus is going to tell us as follows. No, there is a Murdik Achshash over here. What is the Achshash? Again, when he's writing this man, I have no proof whatsoever as the true Zman. He can do, write whatever he wants. So Taisus says, I'll tell you a Murdik Achshash. I'm afraid he's going to write an early Zman. That means the get was written by Shchedish Nissen, was given over Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But he's not right to get Rosh Chodesh Adol. So we asked before, why should he do such a thing?
He's losing the peiros. No, no, no. He's going to do a very sly trick together with the wife. What is he going to do? And the get, it says, was written Rosh Chodesh Adar. No, it was written Rosh Chodesh Adar. So that means the peiros belonged to her from Rosh Chodesh Adar. He sold the peiros to Lekuchis till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what he was doing. Because between you and me, she first decided to give her a get Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he sold the peiros, which were rightfully his, till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, let's be megashim. He sold 20 bushels of apples from Rosh Chodesh Adar to Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Mr. Berl. He bought 20 bushels of apples. And now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he can give his wife a gift with a date of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, she's going to go over to Mr. Berl and says, did you purchase 20 bushels of apples from my husband, Rosh Chodesh Adar? Yes, 100%. Well, I got news for you. This get was written by Shchedish Ador, shows the get. From Shchedish Ador, the apples belong to me. So either give me back the 20 bushels of apples or pay me for the 20 bushels of apples. Now, this person is fuming on the husband. He sold him something that did not belong to him. Fine, let him fume. But Lamaise, they sold them stolen goods, Fati. So we have here a knunye that could be arranged between the wife who's receiving a get and the husband. They're going to make a false zman. He's going to write a zman that was written in Rosh Chodesh Adar. And because of that, his wife will be able to mung from the lakuchis. She'll get the money for the 20 bushels of apples, and then the husband and wife will split up the money. This is, now, someone will say this is a very far-fetched chash. He's giving her a get. It seems they're not on speaking terms, these two. He wants to get rid of her. So both of them should come together and make a knunye. How does this shtim with a get? Well, the teretz is, husband and wife is one thing, but business is business. I mean, these two things are no stire. We're making money. For money, we're very good together. Well, I'll use you, you use me, we'll split the money. For money, it's, but you don't have to be my wife. As a wife, I don't like you. But as a shutif and gneve, terrific. So Mamela, so now Tosfos says, I'm a halach. So Mamela, if he writes a get, and he's the one that can control this man that is written on the get, so this is a dangerous affair. Such as man can be goyrim that lakuchas will lose shalai kedin. That's why we pass all the get, out the hefs of the kuchas. Now let us see in a way in Tosfos. Koshalari, machshash yesh b'ksav yodai. Ve'im yesh lochush, sheyagdim zman l'toivas ish. If you're afraid, he's going to make an early yizman. He's going to write down Rosh Chodesh Adar. Afal pi shegbole garsh, even though he's giving her a get, that they're not on marriageable terms anymore, but v'lasis ima knunya, but he wants to make with her knunya, Shetigva melukuche shamachala peiros bentayim oisis manakosu beget adachsha. And we could be chayshed of such a thing. That means these two things are not stirvik. Gneve, that's business. Business, we're very good together. But again, I want to give you a get. Als husband and wife, we're not good. Kemayshanu choyshtin esisha gabishoy vaksuva besayv shnayim oichzin. And then let not go into the case that we also have such a case. A woman is getting a get from her husband, and we're chayisha, she made a knunya with her husband. They're talking about legabi, she sold the ksuba, and they'll make a knunya that the ksuba was never sold. Bekitza, when it comes to knunyas in Gneve, they can be on the best of terms. And we're chayish for such things.
So now, Baruch Hashem, now I know Pshat in the Mishnah. Tosfos wants to say, so Pshat is, Kosa b'chsav yodoy, I can never rely on the honesty of this man. I can never accept, I can never be naive and accept that this man is a true man. I have to be chayish, maybe it's a mukdam dikiz man, and the lekuchas will lose from this. So that's why we pass all the get. Because this is not a, this is not, Chazal said, you need a zman. And then if I have a correct zman, so then I know everything is kishure. If I don't have a correct zman, so my mele, they'll be kilkulim. So Tosva says, Im kein, loy nismecholot, litref lekuches, mizman akosu, but, so Tosva says, if that's the whole problem, you don't have to pass all the get. Don't rely on this man. That means like this. That means, don't rely on this man. If you say, the only kilkul that could come about, that if the peiris were sold shaloi kedin after this man, and want to be goyva with this man from the kuchis. So we'll pask, and you can't be goyva from the kuchis. So in Hilchis, Gvias Peiris, we'll pask, we can't rely on this man. But why did you passel the get? Why did you say it's a passel the get? Why you say she's not allowed to get married? Why are you mishing Haidam et Kush over here? You're right. I can't rely on him, on the Kashris Hazman. I can't be goyva from the Lekuchas to this man. So, good, that's a normal thing. So don't rely on this man. Don't be goyva from the Lekuchas. But why did you pass all the get? Don't rely on this man and no kilku will come out. So it's a kosher get. Bishloime by Shema Yechape Fakel. He made a get which could bring about Chipui. So Chazal passed such a get. We don't want such get. He'll give a kosher get yet and it'll be machapa. No, Chazal passed a get that it's Riyachal Chapois. So that everyone see your false guidance. It's not plat kosher what you're doing. But if the whole problem is that the Lekuchas might lose, that's no problem. So say you can't be goyva from the Lekuchas. But let it be a kosher again. That Tosfos kasha, which is a mechilka kasha. V'yesh loymar, so Tosfos answers as follows. Devadei eininam, you're 100% right. When I see a zman other on a get, and now it's Nissen, and she wants the month from the Lekuchas, the Peiris, that when Nimka may other not Nissen, the Vaday ain't a Nema. Tizichana, Nemon, you're 100% right, I can't rely on this other. Pulakar paslu, so why did they passel the get? Passel this man, not the get. The Lefomim tafsi ta'isha shalaykadin. What if this other is not Rish Chodesh Nisan? And on the get it says it was written Rish Chodesh Odor. Now, if the get was really written Rish Chodesh Nisan and he was Magdim this man, and we say you can't be Goyim from the Lekuches, fine, we did a wonderful thing and no kilkul will come about. But there's another possibility. Maybe the get was written Rish Chodesh Adar. It was given over Rish Chodesh Nisan. So what, now what should be over there? So there the din should be, it was written Rish Chodesh Adar, the Peiris belonged to her. If it's a true Zman, you're 100% sure it's a false Zman, I can't rely on this Zman, but it could very possibly be, it could be a true Zman also. Now if this is a true Zman, so what's going to be? So you say no, so she months pay this from Otto, which is rightfully hers, because the get was written on Otto. And we'll say, no, you can't mon these pay this, we're not so naive. So what do? We were mafsed nebuch the isha shaloi kedin. We mafsed the isha shaloi kedin. So that's also not so yashchistik, to be mafsed isha shalai kedin. V'kach paslu, v'lef omim tafsed the isha shalai kedin, k'sheyichtev ha-baal yoim sha'oimed boy, when the baal will take a write the right date, he'll write the date of Adol, v'lo yagdim azman, and he won't be magdim this man, he'll write the true date, Va'az ha'yala litroi lekuches mizman ha'kosov. Then she's rightfully, she has the right to be taiv of the kuches mizman ha'kosov. Vehi leisucha litroi, and she will be unable to be taiv from the lekuches. V'sha'anu chayish din oisoi shehigdim azman. Because we're choshed him that he was magdim dizman. Ulekach paslu, that's why they passed the get. Tahashte bidin loisitroi for isha mizmana kosu kivin shaget paslu. The davke beget kosher goive miyoim haksive. Now let us just explain what Tosfos is saying. Davne miluim. Maybe it says a little different, but that's in Yisoy Chteit and Abne Miluim. And Tzimenai and Ches, Sivkot Nalev. Abne Miluim says, Amoyre de Kezach, and we have Moyre de Kelimudim from the Steretz of Tosfos. Abne Miluim says, Alam this, as follows. The halacha, that a woman loses peiris, mishas ksivet, and then the Milim says, Lochmer. And she loses the Peiris, Mishas Nesinas again. She never loses the Peiris then. That is only if this is a kosher get. She's allowed to get married with this get. So she's get. So a woman that's get, she rightfully acquires the Peiris, Mishas Ksivas again, Mishas Nesinas again. The Shail and the Gemara further went. But if you passel the get, so what does it mean you passel the get? It means that mit Rabbonon, Rebbetzin, you're still married. Not allowed to marry someone else. If me says avlat kosher, if she got married already, no, then we'll say he's not a mamzer. But before you get married, no elach harav will marry you off, because I'm sorry, you're still married to your first husband. So if in Hilchis Issa, she's still married to her first husband, so the Peiris belonged to him. There was no Hefset Peiris. She didn't lose anything. So now Tosfos is saying, Amoyre de Kezach. Tosfos is saying, Tosfos had a problem. If the whole, what is wrong with a get she'ein boizman? Now what is wrong with a get, shekosu b'chsav yodik. What's wrong with it? It's a very mechudetik get, ein l'chachsim g'dayla mizu. So Taisu said the whole thing that could be wrong, could be this man is not reliable. Could be he wrote a false man. And what could be? You can learn from the lekuch yishaloi kedin. We see other there, we say, no. So you wrote it other, maybe you wrote it nissen, and you wrote the other dikiz. So Taisu says, so if that's the problem, don't pass all the get, and don't mourn from the lekuches. So Taisu says, you're 100% right. I won't mourn from the lekuches. But le'idach kise, it could very well be other is the right man. And if other is the right man, so then she deserves to mourn from the lekuches from other. And I'm saying that we won't let her be going from the lekuches from other, so that's an avla. We have here a woman that is rightfully, has a right to be goyver from other, because it's a true zman, and we're saying you can't be goyver from other, which is also not so glad. So by saying not to mourn from the lekuches, mitzad echad, you're protecting the lekuches if it's a false man, but mitzad acha, you're being mafsed the isha if it's a true zman. So Chazal had a dilemma. So what do we do here? We have here a dilemma. So Chazal put in a monkey wrench. So we say the get is possible. The minute we say the get is possible, that means the Rabbonin, she's still married. So now we solved all problems. A possible get, you won't be goyver from the lekuches. Apostle get the Peiris belonged to him. She's still considered married to him. When he wrote his man, she's married to him. When he gives her the get, she's married to him. She's always married to me, the Rabbon, and the Peiris always belong to him. So by passeling the get, we are making sure that no avlo will occur. The Lekuchas will never lose anything because the Peiris belong to him all the time when it's a posel get. And we are not ba'avloning her because the Peiris never belong to her. Because apostle get, if she got apostle get, she never was eichen the peiris because she's still considered his wife. She's still considered his wife. So that was the oftuach of passeling the get. That's what we accomplished by passeling the get. So it's a meiridik deher that between you and me, without passeling the get, she won't get the peiris. And with passeling the get, she also won't get the payers. She's not gaining anything by passing or not passeling. But we are gaining that an avla will not be done through us. That means if we wouldn't passel the get, so could be this man is a true man. Could be there was like a written Rosh Chodesh Adar. And by not letting her be goyver from the Lekuchas Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're doing an avla to her. Chazal didn't want that this should happen. We can't rely that this is the true man, because could be it's a false man either. So we had a dilemma. We don't want to ba'avul the lekuchis, we don't want to ba'avul the isha. So Chazal had an eitzah, we'll passel the get, a get passel, the peiris always belong to him, mishas ksive, mishas nesine, the peiris belong to him, because midarabona, she still has a wife, she still is his wife, and if she still is his wife, some amel is a schus achilis peiris. So therefore, no avlis are being done, and that is why we passel the get. So that's why kosav bechsav yodoyim. It's a passel the get because we don't have a zman that could be matzalos from avlis, either from the lekuchis or from her. So we passel the get, and now no avlis will be done. This is the first mahalach in Taisvus. Va'oid yesh loyma. Now Taisva says a second mahalach. The chayshinon ba'acher ksive miyad titfeis ha-peiris v'toymer shekvar nishgarsho mizman ha-kosuv boi. Now l'chayre pshat in Taisva is as follows. That the nesivis akponim seems to say part of this mahalach. That means like this. Taisva said, what is the problem? The problem is that she might, the problem is that maybe he's writing a false man. Maybe the other is not a true other. Maybe it was written listen, and she'll be goyva from the lekuchas shelo'kedin. So Taisva said, what's the problem? So we say, you can't be goyva from the lekuchas. That was Taisva's kasha. She says, you won't be goyva from the lekuchas. So Taisva says, but we have to be afraid like this. What'll be, and the Siva says, let's say he sold the 20 bushels of apples, Rosh Chodesh Adar, he sold it to lekuchas, with a kinyan suda. So that means it's still by the husband, the 20 bushels of apples, but they're sold to the lekuchas. Now, she'll go, and she'll go and chop those 20 bushels of apples, she has a get that says she, that it was written, so she'll chop these 20 bushels of apples. If she's a tofus in these 20 bushels of apples, so we can't take it away from her, even though we're chayish, maybe this ador is a falshes man, maybe it was written and a different man, but it could be it's a true man also. And if she's holding the peiris, we cannot give it to the lekuchas. So it comes out that if it will be a kosher get, the lekuchas will be ba'avul. Therefore, we said it's a posel get. So b'chlal she doesn't have a schus achilas peiris, so lekuchas will never be ba'avul.